Okay, guys. Welcome to True Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Interesting and important topic today, guys. I'm going to be talking about primarily about the UN, well, about the EU, I should say, but which is part of the UN ultimately. But I'm doing so with the hope that it'll help you to understand where we're headed with the North American Union. Once you see how the UN, there I go with the UN again. Once you see how the EU operates, what its goals are, and how it's already grabbing for power now, hopefully you'll be able to see what we're headed for again with the NAU, because the NAU is just the American version of North American version of what the Europeans have already. It's all about power. It's all about consolidating control in the hands of a few. It's all about the national, the loss of national sovereignty. On and on it goes. And this is hell on earth, guys. So unless we wake up to this, unless we take a close look at the EU and see what's going on, understand the same people who founded the EU are the ones pushing for the NAU. Okay, it's a little Bilderberger boys and their cohorts domestically over here. And they don't hide it. Excuse me. If you take a close look at it, which is what we'll be doing today, you'll see that it is all about power. You know, like the UN, they're claiming that, oh, no, it's just a way for, to help promote peace and European nations to discuss their differences in the bargaining table. It's nothing of the sort, guys. It's all about power. And like I said, we'll be seeing that after the break. But before we get into that, let me mention our sponsor again, guys. RBN has a great sponsor, Herbal Healer Academy. I've been mentioning this the past couple of days. Something really important to get in on. If you call them and tell them that you're, or go to their website and let them know that you're an RBN listener, you'll get a free catalog along with a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides and has been providing for some time now natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and just general information on ongoing research into things pertaining to natural health. So visit Herbal Healer Academy today, guys. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Again, that's www.herbalhealer.com. They've got a huge variety, not only of literature, you know, information, but also, of course, natural herbal products. And there's some great specials, too, some great deals that they're offering. So, once again, herbalhealer.com is the place to go to check this out. And once again, guys, if anyone's interested in reading Piercing the Fog of 9/11 or some of my other books, The New World Disorder, on and on, you can just go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com. While there, type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And again, you'll see what titles I have available. If there's any titles you're interested in but don't have the spare cash at the moment, don't hesitate to send me an email at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z, and just let me know what titles you're interested in, and I can just send them to you as an attachment file. Because, again, money should not be an obstacle for people getting this information. I feel it's very important. Everybody should have access to it and not have to pay for it. So, you know, I'll have no problem with that. I've had a lot of people already that have done that. You know, no problem. I'll send them off to you. Again, this information is very important. Time's running short. We're reaching a point where you're not even going to be able to have access to this information anymore, guys. Grab it now while you can, because our freedoms are really wearing thin, in case you haven't noticed. And we'll be talking about that when we come back from the break, how they're wearing thin in Europe, and they intend to do the same here with us if we don't wake up in time to stop them. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Right, guys, back on True Threats Radio. And as I said before the break, we're going to be talking today about mostly the European Union, because that one is fully formulated pretty much, and by studying it, we can get a good idea of where all these other regionalizations are going to be taking us. But, you know, it's not unique to Europe, guys. These things are popping up all over the place. Some of them aren't even necessarily political in nature. You know, some of them are military in nature. Some of them are economic in nature. It doesn't matter, though. Whatever the pretext, it doesn't matter. The goal is the same, to get nations used to interacting together and becoming interlocked, losing their independence, becoming interdependent. That's the key phrase here when we talk about the New World Order. They want nations to become so interdependent that they can't possibly survive on their own anymore and must stay locked into the system. And even though initially they get, you know, they join together just economically or just militarily or whatever, it doesn't matter. Once you're interlocked, now the mechanism gets more and more control, becomes more intrusive, and starts getting control over every avenue of society, more than just whatever the initial reason was for the union forming. For example, we've got NAFTA. This is an example of an economic union. NAFTA is going to turn into the NAU. This is just the early step, getting nations used to trading in this region, and then ultimately you bring in this North American Union, because they're already used to, you know, interacting, right? So now you scale it up more and then more and then more, and ultimately they're going to bring all these unions together under one global system of control. You've also got CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement. Yeah, free, all right. Then you have NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, there's an example of a military type union, but a union nonetheless, and one that, you know, has been tending toward ultimate political control. You got CETO, the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization. So, you know, Asia has their version. You got the OAS, Organization of American States, mostly, you know, South American. Then you got the AU, the African Union. Guys, if you can't see what this is, these are all precursors to what we're headed for, this global cohesion. And it's all the same people planning and orchestrating these unions. Understand, once again, they did not spring up overnight. Joseph Stalin, in his book, Marxism and the National Question, laid this plan out, folks, a long time ago. He had talked about the need to, quote, divide the world into regional groups as a transitional stage to world government. How do you like that? There you go. He wrote this decades ago. Divide the world into regional groups as transitional stage to world government. Populations will more readily abandon their natural loyalties to a vague regional loyalty than they will for a world authority. In other words, you can't get people to bow to a world authority. They'll recognize that right off the bat as something unwholesome and to be wary of and back away from. But if you can get them into the regional thing first with nations that are right at their front doorstep, you know, they'll be more willing to do that. Then later you can get them more easily into the global union. So see, it's a deception right from the start. It was intended to sucker you into the New World Order right from the start. And then he went on to say, later the regions can be brought all the way into a single world dictatorship. Those are his exact words. Once again, he says, later, the regions can be brought all the way into a single world dictatorship. Do you see the plan now, comrades? Ah, yes, and Brother Stalin was ever so correct. Isn't this wonderful? Time to celebrate. Time to break out the vodka once again and toast to Comrade Stalin here, no? Isn't this nice? And this is just what we have, no? All over Europe. Soon we have it here in the United States with Canada and Mexico. We have in Africa. We have in Asia, yeah. We have in South America. And soon, just like Comrade Stalin said, soon these regions can be brought all together, all the way into a single world dictatorship. Ooh, bravo! Isn't this wonderful? How can anybody deny what's going on here when these scumbags for decades have been talking about this very thing? Listen to this one. I mentioned this before on a previous show. President Nixon said the same thing back in 1967. He said, the developing coherence of Asian regional thinking is reflected in a disposition to consider problems and loyalties in regional terms and to evolve regional approaches to development needs and to the evolution of a new world order. He came right out and called it by name. That this regionalism, he said, that was taking place in Asian countries was tending toward a new world order. So we see Comrade Stalin talking about this. Yeah, now we see Nixon. Let's look at our good friend Mr. Brzezinski. Here he was speaking at the Gorbachev State of the World Forum in 1995. Now, you'll recall from previous shows, I've talked about Mr. Gorbachev. Now, he's another major New World Order whore. Well, here was Mr. Brzezinski, another New World Order whore, talking at the Gorbachev State of the World Forum and mentioning this same thing. Listen to this, guys. This is the same exact thing. I just read from Stalin going back to the 1930s. I just quoted from Nixon back in the 60s. Now we're quoting from Brzezinski back in the mid-90s saying the same thing. He said, we cannot leap into world government in one quick step. The precondition for eventual globalization, genuine globalization, is progressive regionalization, because thereby we can move toward larger, more stable, more cooperative union. Once again, let me repeat, as if I need to, but just for emphasis, all of these people, Brzezinski in the 90s, Stalin back in the 30s, and Nixon in the 60s, all of them mentioned the importance of bringing countries together regionally, and that ultimately this would be the way to bring them together on a global scale. In order to create a new world order, they come out and named it by name, or a world dictatorship, as Stalin said, we have to bring them together regionally. Once again, this is exactly what is now taking place in Europe and soon to be taking place here in the next 2 years if people do not wake up to it. You know, say what you want about Lou Dobbs on CNN, but he is exposing this, guys, whereas most other anchors aren't even mentioning it. He's not only mentioning it on a daily basis, but he's telling you how dangerous of a thing that this is. Now, I, of course, don't agree with everything Dobbs says. You know, he's all for the gun grabbing and several other globalist ploys. But nevertheless, when it comes to this issue, the man is 100% on track. And I tip my hat to him for bringing this to the public's attention. This is extremely serious. It's destruction of our national sovereignty, destruction of our nation, period. Destruction of our economy, you name it. And this is bringing us, you know, a major step forward toward global tyranny. So if you like the things that Stalin said, the things that Nixon said, if you like the things Brzezinski said, well, I guess this is your Christmas morning, isn't it? But if you're an actual decent human being endowed with emotions of love and concern and compassion for your fellow man, and for your own self for that matter, you'll recognize this for what it is and vehemently oppose it with every ounce of energy in your being. Like it or not, deny it as you may, this is exactly what's going on with this, okay, folks? So all you Europeans out there who've been living in a fantasy world, thinking the European is some great thing, the European Union is some great thing, I got some bad news for you. I hope already you can see what this is really all about. But stick around, because I'm going to be ripping the lid off of this one today in much more detail. Another regionalized union, of course, guys, that I've been talking about here, currently forming, is the North American Union. And speaking of Lou Dobbs, I got some interesting quotations here from him going back to January of last year on his January 8th show. During that show, the following fascinating exchange took place between him and reporter Bill Tucker. And here's what Dobbs said. Tonight, we report on a proposal for an expanded so-called free trade zone from Alaska to the tip of South America. It's a plan from the business elites, the political elites, that will cost more American jobs, cost more American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision, referring, of course, to George Bush Sr.'s talk of a new world order. Bill Tucker reports, he says, and then Tucker picks up and makes these comments. It's not a new idea. President Bush talked about it back in 1991. Now, former United States trade investor Robert Zoellick is talking about it again with renewed vigor. This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy. I'll pick up at that when we get back, guys. Very revealing stuff.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio. Let me pick up with this Bill Tucker comment last year on the Lou Dobbs show. He said, this time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, advocating what he calls the Association of American Free Trade Agreements. He talks of a separate non-government entity, which would include North, Central, and South America. He's talking here, of course, about Robert Zoellick. And he goes on to say, it's an agenda that goes hand in hand with the United States, Mexico, and Canada, working quietly and behind the scenes to promote a common market with common deregulation for the benefit of multinational corporations. It's an agenda that so far has resulted in an increase in U.S. corporate profits of 45%, while wages of American workers have risen only 3% in the last 5 years. The agenda results in effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States. And then Dobbs picks up with this comment. He said, talking about Zoellick's proposal, it's not Zoellick's proposal, it's Daddy's proposal, meaning Daddy Bush. And people better understand that they mean exactly what they're saying. It's a new world order that they're trying to create. I wonder if Dobbs even realizes exactly what he's talking about here, just how extensive this new world order is. It's just funny, though, that he's using this term. If you confronted him on a show about it, he'd probably deny that there was a conspiracy for world government, and yet here he is talking about it. Anyway, he went on to say, And they're trying to do so not only without approval or consent of the government of this country. Well, actually, it does have their consent, but anyway. Whose consent they're not getting is the people. But despite the popular will, well, not only despite the popular will, but against the knowledge of the general public. Most people, again, don't even know about this. This is a straightforward assault by the elitists in this country. A straightforward assault. Well, absolutely it is. Of course it is. Oh, guys, another regional union, of course, leading toward global government, one which we'll spend most of our time talking about today, once again, is the European Union. As you might guess, this too was planned out a long time ago. We already saw some quotes along this line. Let's look at a few more. Winston Churchill, during a speech he delivered on May 13, 1947, made this statement: without a united Europe, there is no prospect of world government. As though that's something we actually want. I mean, he's throwing this at them like, you know, see, we got to have a united Europe or else we'll never have a shot at world government. And the crowd is supposed to say, oh, well, by all means, then, let's unite. We want world government. Oh, yeah, we want concentrated power in the hands of a few and have even more tyranny and more control than what we have now. Oh, yeah. Sign us up, please, Mr. Churchill. Then he went on to say, it is the urgent and indispensable step toward that realization of the goal. So it's urgent and indispensable. Yeah, whatever. Who's going to benefit from it? Of course, he didn't mention that. He wants you to think that you're all going to benefit from it. No. Only the small, very small minority at the top rungs of the ladder who have been sucking all the wealth out of the workers, only they're going to benefit. I mean, they're already the only ones who are benefiting now from the policies that are being put in place. What the heck makes people think there's going to be any difference once this tyrannical consolidation of control in the hands of a few system is put in place? Do they think it's going to get better then? It's already a hellhole now. They're already sucking wealth into their hands. Enough as it is. Do they think it's going to get better when total control is put in their hands? Oh, anybody who falls for this is just the lowest dregs of ignorance. Back in 1962, guys, there's another interesting quote. Former Israeli Prime Minister, I've mentioned this in a previous show too, David Ben-Gurion made these predictions for the coming decades, involving, of course, another, the European Union. And I'm being told to check my volume. I hope my yelling did not set my volume off. It usually does. Let me just check here. Yeah, sure enough, it did. I got to chill out with my yelling. Sorry about that, guys. I got to remember that. I thought that problem was alleviated, but apparently not. My computer doesn't like it when I yell, I guess. Probably some of my listeners don't either. So it's just as well. Let me read this quote here. Again, this is from David Ben-Gurion. He was forecasting into the future. And let me assure you, he wasn't looking at his crystal ball. David Ben-Gurion, like all the other globalist trash, knew what was coming because he was part of the little roundtable group that was planning all of this crap. So naturally, he knew where we were heading. Listen to what he said. The image of the world in 1987, as traced in my imagination, is this. The Cold War will be a thing of the past. Well, he was off by a few years, but very close nonetheless. He said, there will be a gradual democratization of the Soviet Union. Yeah, again, whatever that means. The United States will transform into a welfare state with a planned economy, i.e. rigged economy. Western and Eastern Europe will become a federation of autonomous states having a socialist and democratic regime. Here we are, kids. How do you suppose he knew that? All right, another short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, guys, we're back. Picking up where we left off here, talking about the European Union. I hope, once again, by exposing this thing, showing what it's really all about, that you'll recognize, if you don't already, where we're headed with this North American Union garbage. It's the same thing, folks. The European Union, just like all the other globalist-created unions that we just mentioned a few moments ago, is all about destruction of national sovereignty and nations surrendering their power over to a central authority. To prove that point, we need look no further than the following quote from a joint statement released from a meeting held between British Prime Minister Tony Blair and French President Jacques Chirac in December of 1999. Here's what the statement declared. "The EU needs to be able to play its full role on the international stage. The Union must have the capacity for autonomous action backed up by credible military forces, the means to decide to use them, and a readiness to do so in order to respond to international crises." He's calling here, of course, for a European army. "The EU will also need to have recourse to suitable military means within NATO's European pillar or means outside of the NATO framework." In other words, one way or another, we've got to come together militarily. You see how this works, guys? NATO hasn't been working quite so well, so now they come up with this alternate plan. It's the same scheme. The UN hasn't been working quite so well to create a global police force. It has to some degree, but it's been very fractured and hasn't been getting full support across the board. So they're doing it regionally, and then ultimately they want to bring those regions together once again, like I stated, and then have the UN control a world army. Or if not the UN, some other entity that they'll create like it, doesn't matter. But it's all the same thing. They just change the names to make it look like it's something new. Okay, that didn't work. We'll try this on for size. It's the same crap from the same scum with the same sleazy agenda. Where this is leading, guys, amongst other places, is to, once again, a European army. Here's what the EU president, Romano Prodi from Italy, had to say about this. He said, when I was talking about the European army, I was not joking. If you don't want to call it a European army, don't call it a European army. You can call it Margaret. You can call it Mary Ann. You can find any name, but it is a joint effort for peacekeeping missions. What does that sound like? That's the UN rhetoric for you. Joint peacekeeping missions. And what does it entail? Occupying countries and crushing out any resistance. That's how you keep peace. Peace to them, again, is the removal of all opposition, whatever means necessary. And then he quotes, he finishes with his quote, "The first time you have a joint, not bilateral effort at a European level." So, again, he says, you can call it whatever you want, Mary or Martha, it doesn't really matter. You can almost hear him laughing. I don't care what you call it. But it is a European army. You don't have to want to call it that. You don't have to like to call it that. But once again, that's what it amounts to. Unbelievable. Right in your face, guys. This guy is, once again, the president of the European Union saying this. Oh, of course, you know, once again, peacekeeping in this context simply means removing all opponents. And opponents to the coming New World Order. This European army, in other words, is a war-waging machine having nothing whatsoever to do with peace. Just like the UN's peacekeeping troops. Vladimir Putin, as you might guess, made it very clear what the European Union is all about in November 2003, when he said, speaking before the European Union-Russia summit, quote, "Only by acting together can Russia and the enlarging European Union direct the process of the formation of a new world order." There's that term again. Oh, it's funny how that keeps popping up over and over again in this context, isn't it? Common values, he says, and interests. Common values and interests. Yes, through propaganda, we want you, we require you, we demand of you to share the same common values and interests that your globalist masters have. Values. The only thing they value is money and power. And if you don't have those values for them, well, there'll be no place for you. Unbelievable, guys. It looks like I knocked my sound out again. I really got to stop that. you know, it's just impossible to talk about... No, I didn't lose my sound. What do you know? It's just impossible to talk about this garbage without getting emotional. I mean, you know, look at the mess we're in, guys. Hello? So the question is, you know, whose common values, whose interests does this new world order have in mind? It's not yours and mine, obviously. The interests and values being reflected here are those of the ones setting it up, the elitists, the ones who are already trampling over our interests and values. The goal of having a European army goes back several decades, just like having the European Political Union. Jean Monnet, the so-called, or I should say Jean, J-E-A-N, Jean Monnet, the so-called father of the European Union, wrote these words regarding the outbreak of the Korean War in 1950. He said the Federation of Europe would have to become an immediate objective. The army would have to be placed under joint sovereignty. We could no longer wait, as we had once planned, for political Europe to be the culminating point of a gradual process, since its joint defense was inconceivable without a joint political authority. So you see what he's saying? To have joint military cooperation, you've got to have joint political power, a joint political authority. So you see, once again, it doesn't matter if we're talking about NATO, which is simply a military union of European nations along with the U.S. It doesn't matter if it's economic in nature. Ultimately, all of this stuff is leading toward political unity and thus a European-wide system of political control and thus, in the end, leading to global control. Does anybody care to contest this with me? Do call me in. I'd like to hear from you. How can you, in the light of what I've already shared? I've just been quoting to you right from the horse's mouth, or the horse's butt, there's really no difference here, from the highest authorities planning all of this filth, telling you themselves what the objective has been going back for decades. This has always been the goal, and it ever still remains the goal. Regional unions leading to global union, and i.e. the new world order. Right from their own mouths, kids. This isn't paranoid conspiracy theory. Let's not forget, Mr. David Rockefeller himself, in his 2002 book, Memoirs, boasted. He said, those who claim that myself and my family for decades on end have been engaged in a conspiracy for world government working together with other elites around the world, for those who make such claims, I plead guilty and I'm proud of it. So there you go. So, you can laugh hee hee ha ha all you want at how paranoid us New World Order conspiracy theorists are. The fact is, the scum that are planning this boast about it. If you did your homework, you'd know that. From this time on, Europeans were lied to from 1950, when that quote was made that I just read. From that time on, Europeans have been lied to, guys, about the European Common Market, or the European Economic Community, as it's been called in the past, being solely about trade relations. The real intent from the beginning was political and military in nature, just as the case is with NAFTA and CAFTA and the FTAA and on and on and on. These, seeming economic pacts ultimately are designed to bring about total consolidation of power and total political control in the hands of a few. Sorry for sounding like a broken record. I cannot drive that point home strong enough. That is exactly what is going on here. And this North American Union, my fellow Americans, you'd better wake up to this and fast. Start tuning into Lou Dobbs. That's one thing he does know what he's talking about with. He's right. He's right on target with that one. And his warnings better be taken seriously and fast. Europe has already got themselves deep in that swill. We're not in it yet. We can still stop this scoundrelous mess that they're trying to sink us into. We got 2 years to do it, guys. As far as the trash in Washington go, it's already a done deal. Bush already signed it 3 years ago, as a matter of fact. The EU is all about power once again, guys. Power and control. Consider these points. Every EU country has made attempts at an EU passport, and EU driver's licenses are already popping up all over Europe. And in 2002, the euro replaced all national currencies of all EU nations except Denmark, Sweden, and Britain. Britain, of course, isn't a full-fledged nation of the EU, but stick around, guys. It's heading that way. Even car license plates are now uniform with the EU flag on every one of them. Interesting, the EU has a flag. It's trying to pawn itself off as a new nation. comprised of little minion states. Slowly but surely, European nations have been losing their sovereignty to the EU. The European Court of Justice in Luxembourg is the ultimate court of appeal today in Europe. Trade, farming, and fishing are controlled from Brussels. No individual country now can sign a trade treaty, guys, which means, for example, that only the EU can negotiate at the WTO, and foreign policy, taxation, and national finances are already heavily circumscribed.
Oh, but this has nothing to do with the government. No.
You listen to these people defending it. They either got to be incredibly ignorant or they're shills. In either case, they're lying to you. Whether they're doing so knowingly or not doesn't matter. To say that the EU is not about power, it's not about a centralized government, it's a lie. Both an EU-wide justice system and an EU-wide police force are already on their way, folks. If Europeans do not wake up, and fast, it will soon be too late to turn this thing around. Like I said, they're way ahead of us when it comes to this. As bad as things are here for us, guys, Europe is way ahead when it comes to this regionalization garbage. They're in a much bigger mess than we are. Yeah, again, they think that they're so much better off because, you know, they don't have a George Bush, and Bush isn't raping and pillaging them over there. You got another thing coming, my European friends. Hate to tell you, you're in a much worse predicament. You're already in the quicksand pit. We're just at the edge of it. The first real step toward a united Europe took place at Versailles in 1919 at the hand of British and American elites. Then there was the formation of the Franco-Anglo Union in 1940, which utterly failed. But, you know, the globalist motto is, and never has been, if at first you don't succeed, scam again. Next came the Council of Europe, which Britain had brushed off, causing it to flop in 1950. Don't worry, they didn't stop. After that, along came the European Coal and Steel Community in 1952. You see? Okay, these things aren't working. They recognize it as a problem. They're smelling something foul here. They see politics written all over this thing. We'll just come up with the European Coal and Steel Community. That sounds good. Workers coming together. But it was the same thing, orchestrated by the same people with the same ultimate goal. This was almost stillborn because of the Korean War. That didn't get a good kickoff. In 1957, this entity became the European Economic Community through the Treaty of Rome. There's your Club of Rome, boys. And as you can see, the globalists, guys, they just don't give up, do they? They're relentless little scoundrels. So you see, just because you succeed in knocking down one of their scams, don't think that you can relax or go back to sleep now and kick your feet up. You must be vigilant because they're vigilant. You know, the hate crimes bill that fortunately didn't get passed a month ago, they're going to do it again. And if that don't work, they'll try it again and again and again and again. You know, at one point they had 8 draft bills before Congress for vote, figuring, well, if the first 7 fail, the 8th one is bound to pass. And if that isn't going to work, well, we'll just introduce another 8. It's unbelievable. And if that doesn't work, we'll slip it in another bill that we know will get passed. We'll add it in as a footnote, and we'll get it through that way. That's how they got, you know, the Patriot Act 2 passed, guys. They slipped it in with the anti-terrorism, or as it's called, the 9/11 bill, or the intelligence bill of 2004, which, by the way, they waited until a few weeks after the stolen election of 2004 before they ramrodded that through. Oh, it's so predictable, these sleazebags, how they operate. Every EU treaty, guys, contains the same phony and intimidating word, irrevocable. But the truth is, no treaty is irrevocable. This is sheer propaganda designed to intimidate participating nations into caving into pressure and conforming to the almighty dictates of the elite-controlled EU. The tactics of deception, coercion, bribery, and fear of being left out in the cold have all been employed to recruit nations or coerce nations into joining the EU, and then to keep them compliant once they are in. So effective are they that even Russia, guys, is now considering joining. In fact, I just read from Putin a few moments ago where he has been praising the EU as a step toward the new world order. You know where his loyalties lie, don't you? All right, guys, a short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, guys, back here on Truth Hurts Radio. Looking back to 1984, interesting year, by the way, as a measure of manipulating, the public through propaganda to make the EU look more appealing to the gullible masses, an inner group of EU countries agreed that there should be a greater European consciousness to overwhelm any remaining fervor for supporting and maintaining national sovereignty against the EU. So they set up the Committee for a People's Europe,
Doesn't that sound good?
Again, just pure propaganda to make it sound like United Europe is great for the people. The committee thus created a pretend country, which is what, of course, the EU is. And what they did was to formulate the EU flag of 12 yellow stars on a blue background, which flies over the EU's 132 embassies, diplomatically called delegations, around the world, and, of course, over its capital city in Brussels, over its headquarters there. The EU anthem, Ode to Joy, from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, is frequently played in Brussels with EU commissioners standing at attention.
Oh, pass me the tissues. Oh, such fervor, such patriotism to this non-nation entity. Oh, such loyalties. Yes, let us all pledge allegiance to our elites. Let's click our heels and chant, there's no place like Rome. There's no place like Rome.
It's so disgusting. These little psychopathic kiss-ups. Saluting, standing at attention. Oh, give me a break. Saluting their little blue and yellow flag. Deceptive propaganda, guys, has been the tactic of EU proponents since long before it even existed. Peter Thornycraft, like that name, British Conservative MP, who happened to have been an outspoken fan of Hitler, by the way, wrote these words back in 1947. He said, "No government dependent upon a democratic vote could possibly agree in advance to the sacrifices which any adequate plan must involve. The people must be led slowly and unconsciously into the abandonment of their traditional economic defenses, not asked in advance of having received any of the benefits which will accrue to them from the plan to make changes of which they may not at first recognize the advantages to themselves." Once again, you see the deceptive propaganda. He's actually admitting you can't tell the people what this is all about. You just got to make it sound good. Use, you know, propagandic lies to get them to accept it, because they're not capable of understanding the ultimate benefits that they will get for themselves. What benefits? He doesn't mention any here. No globalist has ever mentioned any benefits that will come from United Europe, because the benefits aren't for the people. It was never intended from the beginning to be for the people. It's of the wealthy people, by the wealthy people, for the wealthy people, to exploit the gullible masses. All you got to do is sucker them to accepting this, get them to think it's going to benefit them, but it's not. It isn't now, and it isn't going to later. It's only going to get worse as they get more power. Hello? All right, guys, short breaks to go. This will be right back.
Gold has been.